Sefer Shoftim Perik Yud Beis in Pasuk Aleph. By Yitzhak Ish Ephraim, the people of Ephraim called out, by Yomrili Yiftach, and they said to Yiftach, Madua Varte Lachim Bnei Amon, Velanu Lo Karos Imach. Why did you go against war, against the people of Bnei Amon, and you didn't call for us? Beischa Nisarif Alecha Ba'esh, your house should be burned with fire. The Mitzuda explains that the Shevet of Ephraim were disturbed and enraged by the fact that Yiftach brought his daughter for a korban as a sacrifice, as we saw in the previous perek. So Mida Keneget Mida, they wanted to bring down Yiftach with fire. Yiftach responds, I tried getting you, Ephraim, to come and help during battle. You did not come. I had put my life at risk. Now why are you trying to instigate me and start a war right now? A civil war happened between Yiftach, who was from the Shevet of Menashe, and Ephraim, who was instigating. Yiftach took hold of the waterways. Anytime someone from Ephraim would try to pass, the guards would ask them to pronounce the word Shiboleth with a shin. If they said the word Siboleth with a samich, this was a clear indication they were from the tribe of Ephraim. The Radak points out because Ephraim lived in a different region and were unable to pronounce the shin sound, so instead they said it as a samach, as a sin, Siboleth instead of Shiboleth. The Mitzudas adds, this was only done by the fringe elements of Ephraim, as it was the riffraff who instigated the war against Menashe and Yiftach. 12,000 people were killed from Ephraim. Yiftach judged the Jews for 6 years, and he is the Kaver Ba'are Gilad. He was buried in the cities of Gilad. Now, it's explained the Mefarshim say, what does it mean, the Kaver Ba'are Gilad? He was buried in the cities, plural, of Gilad. It's explained that Yiftach was punished for being lazy in the previous parak and not walking to Pinchas HaKohen in order to get his vow nullified that he made. Therefore, every place he went, because he was lazy, a limb would actually fall off him, and they'd have to bury that limb in the place that he was, until eventually he died. That's why it says in the Pasuk, the Ikaver Ba'are Gilad, he was buried in the cities of Gilad. I'd also like to point out that the Abarbanel explains, it's the nature of brother to call, it's why was, and explaining why the Shevet Ephraim was so enraged, because it's the nature of brothers to call on each other at a time of need. Here Ephraim was assaulted and hurt that his brother Benasha, which Yiftach was from, did not call on him in a time of need. In Pasuk Ches, through Pasuk Tesvav, which is the end of Perek, the Navi now lists the next three Shoftim for the Jews. The first one was Ifsan from Beis Lechem, who judged the Jews for 7 years. He had 30 sons that he married off. Rashi and the Radak point out, Ifsan was Boaz from the story of Rus. The next judge was Elon HaZvulani, who judged for 10 years. And the last judge in the Perek was Avdo Ben Hillel HaPirosoni, who judged Klai Yisrael for 8 years. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.